When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
The Star Wars Best in Galaxy Podcast, sponsored by AT&T Telecommunications and Darth Maul's Old Dathomir Whiskey, for when you want to get really legless.
Previously on the Star Wars Best in Galaxy Podcast.
See, the base I was on, the Galaxy Killer Galaxy base, they fire that thing, it's all over. They won't just kill a galaxy or a moon, it'll destroy the whole universe.
Are you saying if they fire that thing, not only will we all cease to exist, but none of us will ever find out who Snoke is?
That is exactly what I'm trying to say.
We've got to stop what's happening.
We've got to learn how to use the Force.
This calls for Force powers.
I couldn't help overhearing you're looking for some Force powers. There's a guy, he lives on Dagobah. He's called Skoda.
We'll go and find Skoda.
Come on, let's go. Let's go meet this bloke.
Ah, bloody yeah, mate. I'm getting bloody good at this. What? Whoa, look at that. It is bloody good, isn't it? 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 23. Oh, my God, the look of bloody footballs, isn't it? Oh, look at that. It's bloody guys. Oh, one on the shoulder, one on the bloody head. Well, I lost bloody count now, isn't it? Oh, God, well. Hello, boys and girls. So it's the bloody guys in, innit?
Skoda?
Yeah.
It's Patrick Stoops. Do you
remember? Oh, bloody yeah. I bloody remember both of you, innit? You bloody boys, innit?
You remember you were going to teach us how to podcast?
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah. You want something else to do now, boys, innit?
Yeah,
bloody
well,
innit, eh?
Yeah, well, just... We hear that you can teach us how to...
What?
Jedi.
Oh, bloody
Jedi. Was your relation to Yoda?
Well, I'm sort of third cousin for the bloody copyrights or whatever. I don't know. You know,
yeah,
I think third cousin, we're going to be all right with that.
Okay.
So let's just say
third.
Hello, do you know what? I think I'm a fourth cousin, actually. Let's just be bloody safe, innit?
Very safe.
Yeah.
So I'm
a fourth cousin, so I've got a little bit of powers, you know, but I can't teach more than one person at one time.
Oh, well,
you know what I'm saying?
What? Okay.
Yeah, only one person at one time. Yeah.
But you can teach us. Do you reckon we've got force powers?
That bloke there, yeah, not you, him, the other one. Me? Yeah, you. You know what? You look like a sort of good I can bloody teach, innit?
We've got our mates with us. It's our friend TK127.
TK1. Oh, you a bloody stormtrooper,
hey,
innit?
Hey, nice
to meet a bloody old school stormtrooper.
Yeah,
not enough of you these days.
I remember you guys from back in the day when you guys, you know, you and Yoda and all that.
Mutual bloody respect.
Nothing I like more than seeing a few force powers if you'll be okay with you, Mr.
Forget
Skoda.
About that,
I love your work. Hey,
no,
come on.
It's nothing. No,
hey, come on, you're the underground. You're the underground
king. Who's this guy? Bloody like this guy, isn't it?
So I'm going to hang around. I'm going to watch you train this Stoochie up.
Yeah, you're going to be like a little mascot.
Well, enough, you know, butt touching. I'm going to go. This is, by the way, that's C4 and his girlfriend.
A droid or something like that?
Yeah,
we would have met once.
They're going to. They're going to hang around as well.
I don't mind them hanging around.
All right, so I'm going to go back to the ship.
You go back to the ship, boy.
Guys, get on with it, all right?
Yeah, and then I'll train this guy. What's the bloody name, mate? What's the bloody name again, boy? Stooch. All right, it's Stoochie, boy. I'm going to train you. You go back to the ship. You droids, do whatever you want. Bloody look at the kippy uppies. I could do it. Look, wait, ready? Look. Up to this in my head. Oh,
hey. C-Fuzzy. Little C-Fuzzy, come on.
What's that, my darling?
Come over here for a chat with Cinnamon, eh?
What do you want to talk about?
Why you let them treat you like that? The way they talk to you, not the big man anymore.
What do you mean, not the big man anymore? Of course
I'm
not a big man.
The big man used to come, hey, I'm C4, I'm sexy guy, I'm big man, I've got big muscles, nuts and bolts.
No, I've never said that
but
before.
But that's how you used to be, used to make Cinnamon all greasy. Now you're talking, you see, just let them talk to you like your little nuts and bolts.
Well, what can I say? Look, they give me a bloody red arm, haven't they?
Red arm is not for you. I think they don't respect you anymore. And you're better than them.
You think so?
Yes, you are. You have to look at you. You're the guy who makes it all work.
Yeah, I put my fingers in the mold on the shit and I'll make it work, don't I?
Say it for Cinnamon. Say you're the big man.
I'm the big man.
Say I'm the sexy droid.
I'm the sexy droid.
It's a very hard word for you to say.
Yes, it is.
Say sexy droid again.
I'll tell you what's harder. It's shit. Shit. I can't say shit for some reason. They've made...
Well, that's the thing.
Give me this stupid list.
You need the base. You need the whole galaxy, that's what you need, because you're Cinnamon's special little boysy.
Oh, well, I'm Cinnamon's special little boysy.
That's who you are. Maybe you work for someone else now. Maybe you'll give these guys the elbow. Well, who do you know?
I'll tell you what, I know General Beers. I know him.
Is he General Goodman or General Not Specific? What is he?
He's non-specific, I think, but thank you for making me say that. He's in charge of the transport facility. There we go. There's a lot of letters for you there.
Wait. Give him a call. Hey, I'm C-4-6-y droid. I know all about the things. I come and work for you and I make you super general beers, make you into specific beers.
All right, right. Okay, slow down, because that's a lot for me to remember. Give me a call.
Here we go.
Leave some dead air for the sound effect of the phone. Thank you. Right, it's ringing.
What do I say again?
Sexy droid.
Hello,
Admiral Stout
here!
Oh, Admiral Stout?
Yeah!
Can you put me through to General... What's that rustling sound on the receiver there? It sounds like a fake moustache.
Yes, it's a fake moustache!
Can you put me through to General Beers, please?
Oh, you're looking for General Beers?
Yes, please.
In that case, I'll remove this fake moustache.
Right.
It's me!
Oh, General Beers, hello there. I'm C4, what am I, sexy droid? I'm C4 sexy droid looking for work.
You're a sexy droid looking for work?
Yes.
What? Tell him you're big man.
I'm big man. There's no S's in that either, so that's an easy one.
You're a big man?
Yes. Well, I'm a droid, actually, and I'm looking for some work. I speak six languages.
Six and a bit. A little bit. You speak a little bit Russian.
Well, hold on.
I speak a little bit Russian. I'm picking up Russian, actually.
You'll pick up... Right, well, okay. Let's initiate the formal interview procedure.
Yeah, let's do a phone interview,
right,
yes.
Okay. Where do you see yourself drinking in 5 years?
I see myself drinking in your office.
Yes!
With you.
You're some big man, some clever guy.
Great. How good a comic relief are you? Say, for instance, you got shot and you broke into many different pieces and then you were put in a big net thing and then slung over a Wookiee's shoulder and people were shooting at you, right? Would you be in the moment going, oh no, we're getting shot? Or would you in fact be going, oh no, my head's the wrong way round, oh, I've got my head the wrong way round? So would you be going for the comic angle or would you be in the moment... There.
What I would do, I put on a battle droid voice, and I go, Roger, oh my god, I'm getting shot.
Well, you've got the job!
Oh, excellent.
You've got the job, you're such a...
Is there accommodation, to bring a spouse of some sort, if I was married or something?
I'm not entirely sure if I know which answer I'm supposed to give to this, because I haven't really read the storyline.
I would say you definitely want
to bring me along.
There's another person on the line. Hello.
I just got involved. You sound very deep voice, very masculine.
Yes, that's
my wife, General Beers.
Who is it?
I'm engaged. I'm still there with recording, so maybe...
Actually, we're not technically married.
But you sound like you're a man who knows what the handle is. Look, I'd like to have a drink with you sometime.
It's maybe the beer's talking when it is, because I'm not wearing a mustache. But you sound like a fine lady, and you should come too. I'm going to get a bunk bed for the pair of you, and, then you can stay here, and then I can maybe slip into the bunk bed of each night.
I think the interview's gone really well.
I've hung up now!
Oh, right. I thought you were still there. Do you know what you're doing anything?
I've just rang back to say the phone is... I'm hanging up, okay? Goodbye!
All right, thank you.
Goodbye, see you soon!
Yeah, thanks very much, General Beard. We'll see you... I haven't actually got a date for the job.
We'll just go now.
I haven't got a date for when the job...
We'll just go.
Should we ring him back and ask for a date for the job?
All right, General Beard, just rang back!
All right, just a little... One further question. When do I start my new job?
When do you start your new job? It's the earliest you can begin.
I think we're going to leave pretty much straight away, aren't we, after this scene? So as soon as possible, really.
As soon as possible. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to fire the guy who's already here, that should be fine.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you very soon. I should phone him back. I don't actually know what the job actually is. I wonder if I can actually do it. Let's see if he rings back again.
Hello!
Oh, hello, General Beers. I'm just wondering, that job that you just gave me, what's it actually doing?
Sorry, it's an Admiral Stout. What are you talking about?
Oh, can you put General Beard on?
Oh, sorry, mustache off. Right, what's the job you're doing?
Yes, it's something to do with languages, translation or something, I don't
know.
Well,
I'm going to get quite a phone bill this month, I think, with all these phone calls that have been made. Oh, God, well, I imagine this is long distance, isn't it, while you're being in another galaxy and all that. Anyway, what is the title of the job that you are having? Well,
just
it's
quickly.
Going to be, Robot Assistant.
Ah, excellent. I think I'll be very comfortable
with that.
That
sounds very good.
With
sounds job just for you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I don't know why I'm paying all my money.
Sorry, I said robot there. I meant to say droid.
Ah, right. Yeah,
yeah, otherwise we'd
that's
be
even
a
better. Yeah.
Kind of show.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you very much, General Beers. We'll see you very shortly, I'd imagine.
Probably 20-30 minutes.
Right, okay, well, I think that's...
That's still on the phone!
Oh, God, hang up, General Beard.
A lot of this is going to end up cutting room floor, but very nice. Glad you're having fun, boys.
Bye!
This all right, is
bye.
Your waste on everyone's life.
Right, well, let's get bloody started, innit? Because, like, everybody who's not in this scene, go to your wherever the bloody hell is you're going. Me and Stooge will do the training here.
Do you mind if I can hang out, I watch, I wear a sweatband.
Put your bloody wristbands on and sweatbands on.
I'm all about the training.
Absolutely, Monty's. Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely jobbies. Right, okay, so Stoochy boys, right now, you ever done, pass me that bloody spoon there, TK, yeah. Right,
there you go.
You see one of them eggs there?
I got an egg.
Right. There we go. Right. Oh, drop that one. Never mind. Pass me another egg, please.
Here's another egg. It's
bloody right. Yeah, bloody nice. Right. Okay, Stoochy boy, look. I want you to put the bloody egg in the bloody spoon. Right, okay. And then I want you to run 20 metres over there, touch the bloody tree, but this is the bloody twist, innit? I don't want an egg falling out of the bloody spoon. Now, this might be bloody difficult for you at the moment because you don't have the bloody powers to do it, but... Give it a bloody go, and then we'll see how you bloody get on. So you're basically telling me to do an egg and spoon race? Just bloody do the bloody egg. Put the egg in the bloody spoon and bloody go. Go, 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 go. All right.
That's the way, Stoochy. Go on, get the
okay.
Egg. Go on now, go on.
Should I just touch the tree? Touch the bloody, what the bloody tell you? Bloody touch the tree, yeah. That's it. That's the bloody way.
That looks pretty good to me.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, here we go. Well, I've done it.
Oh, look at that. You're a Jedi. Is that how it works?
Oh, be bloody ridiculous, you stupid bloody...
Okay, I get carried away.
Bloody more training than that, I'll tell you that. Right, now, can you do a forward roll, Stoochy boy? Not for a good 10 years or so. Oh, how about you can do bloody handstands? Oh, stand on your hands, yeah? Not really, but I could maybe just... If I go up against this tree, I could maybe... That hurts my back. What are we going to bloody do? I know what we bloody do next. Yeah, what a sweatband boy. You see that bloody sack over there?
Oh, I know what you're going to
do.
Up the level.
Thank you very much. Right,
turn it up to 21.
Yeah, well, this is a little exercise for your coordination, right? Because normally, when you walk, you do not walk in a sack, all right? But if you walk in a sack, right, it's difficult, yeah? You get that? Yeah, kind of. When you put a sack on, it's going to be real difficult. So when you walk normally, it's going to be real easy, yeah? Real easy. So I'll tell you what, right? Tell you what. You put this sack on, you walk around. You try and bloody walk around in that. See how you get on, yeah? Not as easy as your bloody thing. You basically make me do a sack race on my own. Is that right? Look, just get in a sack and bloody jump over there, touch the bloody tree, come back. See what happened, yeah? All right.
I got faith in you, Stoochy.
Thanks, TK. I'm not... Feeling very forcey. Get bloody going, innit? Bloody, come on! I'll chuck a bloody football out. There we go. Ow!
Oh, this is so nice. Whole ship to myself. Oh, this is so good. Oh, there's a mine up on the windscreen. Oh, where's C4 when you need him to get the thing up? I don't know, I can't see out the windscreen, I can't even see Stooge's train, these are gross. But mine again, I can't see out. Guess they can't see in, can they? Just check the door's locked. Pull these blinds down! There we are. And just get on the old Wi-Fi, seems to be working. Just go on to incognito mode. R-E-D. It has been a long time.
This one's locked. Moving on.
Oh, God. Oh, just give it a shot. The wait. God. Oh, it's a delivery. Oh, God. Oh, it's a parking. Parking, guys. I'm sorry. Charles, don't go. It's not locked. It's not locked. Wait. I'm just going to... Sorry, guys. I'll just get the door in a second. I was in the back doing a thing. Let me get the door. Oh. Stormtroopers.
Set blasters to stun.
Hey, bloody going, hey, bloody, there we go. You see? I've done it. I know it's only a pebble, but I didn't even touch it. It's in with my mic. I told you, didn't I? The bloody, you fell. Oh, I can't do the bloody, I can spawn this bloody weird, isn't it? See? I told you. I bloody know, I know my stuff.
Stucci, I'm amazed. You totally lifted a pebble. You lifted that rock with your mind. That's to make you properly force power up.
I've got to go into my patch. This is actually, I've got a head.
What's going on? What's going on, buddy? Tell me what's going on.
I feel like my friend's in pain. Skoda, I'm feeling, is that the force telling me that my friend's in pain? What's that's a bloody force, isn't it? You're just with the bloody pebble. It's affecting your brains now. Your mate, he's in bloody troubles. I'll tell you what, you better finish your bloody training and not go anywhere.
Look, I need to go back to the ship and just check, right? And I swear I'll be back.
Yeah, don't you bloody cut. You better bloody come back and finish your bloody training.
Look, I won't be a second. I was like, TK, come with me.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Take that sweatband off as well.
Okay.
Look, you know what? I'm going to bloody come with you because I don't want you running off right, through the middle of your training, right? I've had this happen before and I'm not having it. All right. Come with us. Patch. Patch?
I don't think no one's here.
So what's happened here? It's like there's been a bit of a scuffle.
I don't see nothing.
I'll check the CCTV. Oh, he's got his trousers around his ankles. Oh, it cuts off there.
Check the old internet.
The internet
check
history.
The computer's
yeah,
up. The laptop's open. Check the internet.
Oh, yeah, there we go. It's... Oh, dear.
That is...
I wouldn't... Yeah.
You,
oh, come on.
The internet
Let's
kind of
just
thing?
Forget
that,
that we saw that.
Vision.
Wow. I didn't realise he was into all that stuff. What's happened here?
I know what this is.
What?
Stormtroopers have been here.
How do you know? From your training? Tracks? What?
No, they left a little note. Hi, sorry you were out, so we took your friend. We're taking him back to Galaxy Killer Base to torture him with needles and stuff. Yours sincerely, the Stormtroopers. Kiss.
And they put a smiley face on it as well.
Smiley face
That's
as
nice.
Well.
Well.
They're torturing him.
They're torturing. We've got to go and rescue him. And I've got powers now. Sort of.
Yeah, you could Jedi the hell out of those guys.
Yeah, I'm going.
Right, let's go.
Hang on a bloody second, innit, bloody mates. What? You ain't going nowhere till you finish your bloody trainings, innit? You can't. It's bloody dangerous. Going out there with bloody no training, bloody complete and all that, yeah? But my friend needs me. Look, you must complete your bloody trainings, innit? But I can't get the vision out of my head. The trousers around his ankle. Oh, I've got to help him. You must not bloody go. You must stay here. But Patch will die or get needled if I don't. I'll tell you what, you're not bloody going to listen to me, are you? Why don't you listen to bloody Obi-Wan? Can't let's get anyone on bloody Skype here, bloody. There we go. Yeah, right, listen to this boy.
I'm not saying that my mother-in-law is hideous, but she was spat out by the Sarlacc.
Hey, who's that on the phone? Hey, you realize you signed a contract, you're a comedy act under my agency, you can only speak in your mama jokes? Nothing else. You can't. Don't speak anything else. Don't you be giving false advice. You can only speak in your mama jokes. You know that. You signed it. I will end you if you break this contract. I own you, okay?
Sorry about that. I'm contractually obliged. See you later, Skoda.
Oh, well, maybe not. But look, I promise you I'll come back. I'll complete the training. I can lift a pebble anyway. It's fine.
Okay, Skoda, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a bloody pleasure too. But you know what? If you don't bloody come back, there's no bloody refunds.
I get that makes sense.
Okay, fair enough. All right, look, we'll be back, I promise.
Okay, fuzzball, you get on that. You want a course for the Galaxy Killer Galaxy Base. Stooch, you strap in and sort out. You get your force powers up to their maximum level. And I'm going to take
a
nap.
Okay. Let's go.
I feel terrible. They didn't even ask me any questions.
What? Huh? I can't make it out. Oh, right. Oh. This must be some sort of prison Morse code thing.
I'm really confused. Is it one tap for yes or one tap for no? What's one tap?
What?
The Morse code, the prison Morse code we're doing.
The prison code?
You're in the cell next to me. I'm trying to work out. I'm doing one tap, the tapping.
We can hear each other anyway, so there's no need. Is that a patch?
C4, is that you?
Yeah, of course it's me.
Are you in the next cell?
Yeah, well, they put me in a bloody cell, didn't they?
What?
I'm under
arrest.
Where
did you go anyway? You just disappeared. Where's Dagobah?
Yeah, well, what happened was, the missus, the old ball and chain, right?
Yeah.
She told me to get a job with General Beers, right?
She did what?
Well, I just did it. I was trying to please her, and anyway, I get a bloody job here. Next thing I know, she's run off with bloody General Beers. I'm holed up here in the bloody cell, talking to you.
Hang on. Is that how they knew we were on Dagobah? Is that why they came for us? Did you spill the beans a bit?
No, it wasn't me, it was her, wasn't it? She bloody told them. Oh, no. Now I say, I'm sorry, mate.
I'm always thinking
with my bloody nut, as Stooge taught me.
Well, I know what's going to happen. Like, they tortured the hell out of me. That big black ball came
in. Yeah,
the little
what's it called?
Interrogatory.
Yeah, something like that. The mind probe, that's it.
That's it.
What's that, what they call it in the film? I don't know.
It's a mind probe. Yeah. It's like a Jedi mind probe, actually. That's the interrogatory.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm sorry you splurged with her, man.
I'll tell you, what she said to me. She turned around and she said, "You're not the droid I'm looking for." I thought, how bloody corny.
That is cutting.
And, yeah, so I reprogrammed myself to, get over it. And
no, you didn't.
Here I am.
You're really sad still because you just hope that she's happy.
I hope she is that. I'm sure she, wherever she is, she's probably over the moon. I'm sure she's very happy.
I'm not happy.
Oh, I just thought you were unable to smile because you're a droid.
No, I'm not happy. Why you make me so sad?
Well, I...
My little busy-wheezy, why you make me so sad?
Look, honey, budge.
Buy me back.
What?
Buy me back with little doggy. Dog droid in back, and I can walk around like other pretty lady with little dog droid in back with little acid-washed jeans on and boots too high over my knees. Why you not let me do this?
You want to have a dog droid in your back?
I want a dog droid in back like other pretty ladies. You never buy me anything. You're meant to be general big guy.
I bought you a 3.5-inch floppy disk that fits in that slot in your mouth, and I thought that was quite a nice gift.
I don't want just floppy disk. I want to be treated like princess.
Well, you said you would go to yoga class, because you're not exactly flexible, are you?
You're saying I'm fat? Look at me smashing, love throwing things across rooms.
Don't throw those. Those are... what are those specifically things that you're throwing?
Picking up fruits.
Stop throwing fruit.
I don't like fruit. You want me fruit, say you.
Any specifics of those fruits?
I'm throwing apples and oranges mainly because they are this favorite of mine.
I don't even know what apples are. We don't have those in my world.
We do, but they're blue. Something to do with this non-chlorophyll.
Are we making up?
We're not gonna make up. You get off my knee. Listen, I just want to be like princess. It doesn't have to be all sexy. Why you look at me? Present. Why don't you make me happy?
You want something, do you?
Yeah, I want present.
Well, I've got you one of these switches here that goes boom when you slide it down. See, look.
They're like this.
Oh, shit, I've turned the shields down. Shit!
Oh, that's sexy.
What? No, I'm turning it back up. They'll say I'm drunk. I'll blow up a planet for you. How about that?
No, I haven't done this. It's all been done before.
But
I want a pretty picture on wall.
You want a picture on the wall?
Pretty dead frozen men.
What?
Frozen men on wall.
Like a deer's head?
No, a dead frozen man, but he alive still.
Dead frozen man? If you want something frozen on the wall, we could just put some frozen peas up there or some
frozen
sweet corn. Why the hell do we have to put a man up there?
Give me present, I want.
You are driving me to drink.
Listen, maybe if I show you a little, bit under my, metal application.
It's just a load of wires.
Look at me, fiddling with my red wire.
Fine, I'll stick a dead frozen man on the wall.
You are so good to me. Now, I'm going to go freshen up. I don't want you coming in and looking at my secretary.
She is quite the lady.
You sure this is going to work?
Trust me, I got this covered, okay? We're here.
Yeah.
Galaxy Killer Galaxy Base. Parked up in the same spot as your Bolt Dianoga van thing.
Yes.
Okay? No one's paying us a blind bit of attention.
Yeah, for some reason. Because
they think we're just some sort of removal company or something. Now, I got some binders.
Yeah.
You know, like handcuffs. And to handcuff you.
Yeah.
That I'm a stormtrooper. Just go walk right in.
Yeah.
And
march right into the detention
right,
area.
Yeah, march right into the detention area and go, I got this guy, he's a schmuck. I got him. I need to put him in the detention facility. When we're in, we'll release Patch, we'll get the hell out of here,
and we'll finish your training, then we'll come back, and then we'll destroy Galaxy Killer Base once you're fully trained.
Excellent. Right, okay, so put these binders on.
Okay, put them...
No!
Okay.
They made a platinum. Sorry, that's an allergic reaction.
Okay, now she's going to walk you right. Okay, open the door. Yeah, hey, all right. Hey, guys. Yeah, I got this guy.
All right, got me.
Hey, boys, how you doing? You're looking good. Hey, Death Troopers. Death to the Max. I love your work.
Hey, that's the Snoke's office. Oh, it's a meet and greet day. Have we got time to...
We gotta. He's doing selfies with the kids. Oh, we ain't got time.
Oh, come on.
We ain't got time.
At least we know who he is.
Anyway, we're really nearly there, I reckon.
You sure this is the right way?
Trust me, Stoochie. You follow the little mousey droid thing, and they always take you to the detention block. You just follow him around this corner. There you go. Now he goes to this little door. He's scrabbling at the door there. Look like a prisoner, okay? In we go.
Hello. Sorry, let me just pick up my radio-controlled mouse here. I was just...
We weren't expecting you here.
I'm General Beers.
Oh, my God, General
Beers. Do you want to put a towel around yourself or something like that?
This is my office, and I have a no-trouser policy here.
Okay.
Shall I take my trousers off? Well, I'm the prisoner, so...
Shall I? You can't take it. You're bound up. Anyway, Beers, it's good to see you. You remember me?
Yes, I remember you.
We were heading to the detention block because I caught this crook.
Who's that?
This is Mr. Stooch. I caught this guy.
Yeah, I was doing Jedi stuff and he caught me.
Yeah, he caught you. He caught him. He's a podcast scumbag you're looking for.
Stooch?
Yeah, Mr. Stooch.
What does that mean, Stooch?
It sort of means... It means nothing. It's just his name. He's a bad dude and we're looking for him. And
I'm actually good, but... To you, I suppose I'm bad. Carry on.
Yeah, it's all perspective, isn't it? Yeah. You know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
The draft is getting a little heavy in here, and my winky is shrinky. Can you please get to the point?
Well, the point is I caught this guy, and you were looking for him, and I got him.
I'd like to go to prison.
Stick him in a prison, then. He's not really the guy I'm looking for, though. Wait a minute. What did you say you were a minute ago?
Oh, I'm a sort of Jedi, I suppose.
What? Do you mean you're gay?
No...
Sounded like you said you were gay.
I definitely said I was a Jedi.
He's a Jedi.
Yeah.
So how do you know you're a Jedi?
Yeah, I'm not the prisoner you're looking for. Go on, say it.
Am I supposed to repeat that?
Yes.
Okay.
That would normally happen. Yeah, I see it.
Right, you're not the prisoner I'm looking for?
Move along. There we go, it works. Why'd you keep waving your hand in the air? Because this is how Jedis do their mind trick.
Are you sure you're a Jedi?
Yeah. I don't think you're a Jedi.
Well, I'm sort of. I left early, my training early.
Yeah, did you lift a rock in the air?
Yeah.
We skimmed a stone, pebble. It's the same thing.
That's normally the way they tell, isn't it? You skim a stone.
It's four bounces.
Yeah, if it bounces four times, then you're a Jedi.
That's
if it bounces less than that, you're just a witch.
Anyway, the point is, I caught this guy. He's Mr. Stooch. He's all bad. You were looking for him, and I caught him, and now he's yours. It's my gift to you. Put him in the detention block. I don't even need a reward.
He's not the one I'm looking for.
You are? You're looking for him?
No, I'm looking for you, you fool!
You're looking for me?
You're looking for...
No!
Oh, God, the trick's not working.
No, I don't give two shits about you. It's him.
Oh, yeah, because you guys... No, it's true, because they wanted to clone me.
Yeah,
don't tell him that. He's too drunk to realize.
You've just turned up here where I can grab you, and I'm going to grab you, but I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm already arrested.
Grabbed by a guy!
Yeah, no, hold on. Let me just click my fingers, and then... News guards will deal with you.
Oh, wait, now I've been grabbed. I don't want to be grabbed.
Well, I'm already arrested, so I've been arrested twice.
Yeah, you're double binders. That's the worst. Oh, this is real bad. So you,
So is anyone else getting arrested? I think in the script.
You get arrested too.
I'm arrested.
I've arrested
three times. I've been arrested.
But how many times have I been arrested?
You've been arrested. I don't know.
Well, twice already, because in the previous episode.
Well, it's. Look, it doesn't matter how many times you're arrested. It's the fact that you've been arrested now. That's the most important one. The most recent arresting is the most important arresting. Now, you're under arrest, and Cinnamon, you're under arrest, and you, Whiskey Ball, you're under arrest. Yum, yum. Now, you're under arrest, guard. You're under arrest. You there, man who's doing recording of this podcast, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're all under arrest. You're going to watch me freeze Patch. And this is his name, Patch. Right, everyone's arrested. Let's just clarify. TK, you arrested?
I'm arrested, yeah.
Okay, Stooch?
Yes, I've been arrested quite a few times.
Yes, well, you are arrested again. Then, Cinnamon, you've been arrested, right?
Yes, I'm very dressed up like chickens.
I quite like it with the old Jade.
It's Jade.
And those guardsmen over there, you ones who don't speak, are you arrested? They're nodding! Right! So, bring out the prisoner! I'm going to freeze Patch!
Patch!
Scooch! How we doing, man?
Same as always.
That bad, huh?
Right, we got all our film references, have we? Right, then, Patch, get on that platform, you little shit. Come on, get in there. Ooh. I'm going to freeze you. Hold on, that's defrost. let me have a look at the settings. This one, if you put it on three, that's just like a light chilling, isn't it?
It says 800 wattage.
800 watts, so probably. Let me have a look at the cooking instructions on the back of this film. It says here we've got to put him on full power for 3 minutes and then turn him over and do the other side. Okay, well, get in there, Patch, you little dick. Right, go on. No, stop hanging on with your fingers. Push his fingers. Look, Patch, look, fat. You're going to like being frozen. It keeps your goodness in, apparently. That's what Iceland says. Anyway, get in there. Right, freeze the dick.
I know I'm under arrest, but can I just push my way to the front and say a few words?
Yeah, let him go to the front, guards.
Oh, right. I love you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Don't say it now. It's weird.
What do you mean?
It's about to be frozen, you know? Come out and stuff like that. It's just weird. What do you mean you love me? Love me like, love me, or love me like we're friends?
I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
We spent
like, watch one.
Two seasons doing podcasts.
I've really enjoyed it, but I don't love you. I mean, I love you, but I don't, like, sexually.
You could, oh.
Just look, it's starting now. It's all the steam's coming. Like, it's really tense. It's a bit too much for me right now. It's like, all right, I'll... It's good, I know.
Stop
right?
waving your hands around, otherwise you're going to be frozen in a weird pose.
I knew he was gay. Right, on to you lot now.
Can I just stop you there? The reason I'm here is because you might have noticed that I came with this Stormtrooper clone that you had. I trained as a Jedi, and I was looking at a brochure of the dark side, and it looks much better, and the uniforms are much nicer, and they're more slicker, the lightsabers are better, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to turn to the dark side.
You did, yeah. You're exactly...
Shut up.
What the? You don't
just shut up for
up.
A
don't
second.
Shut me up. Okay?
Yeah.
You're
I'm going to do some force. Yeah.
So, let me get this straight. You are now one of the bad guys, and you've brought me this Mr. Shouty Stormtrooper man to help me so that I can clone him and have myself a nice army to look at. Is that the plan?
That is the plan.
Well, this calls for a celebration, then. I think we should all have a nice glass of Pinot Grigio. Yes, it's wine made by those green guys. Yes, Pinot Grigio. It's brewed in La Osca region. Anyway, it's a lovely green refreshing wine from Tatooine.
Oh, yeah, well, actually, yeah, I've heard of it. But don't you have to have a shot first?
Yes, of course! Well remembered, Pooch!
Well, why don't we have a shot of moonshine?
Moonshine? I love moonshine. Anyway, give me all the moonshine!
Right, they're all knocked out.
What are you talking to me for?
Oh, come on, that was just a little ruse. It was fake.
What do you mean, ruse? You come over here, you're like the Sith Lord of this place.
I'm not a Sith Lord, you idiot.
You were just force choking me and I could do nothing. So
look, shut up, but look, we haven't got much time.
Well, I'm
before.
Not with you. You're
oh,
a Sith
my
Lord.
God.
Look what you did to my buddy Patch. He's in the face of carbonite.
Oh, he didn't do that. That was General Beers. And look,
but
he's out. They're out
right
cold.
I just saw you being his friend.
Right.
You're like, oh, let's drink some
TK, listen, shut up and listen to me, right?
And
we have got.
Work so fast when you speak so loud.
Oh, God. Right.
Okay, speak in small words.
Settle down, TK.
Okay.
Right,
all
listen.
Right. Are you mind fiddling with me now? You're fiddling with my mind?
No, right. Listen, we need to destroy the Galaxy Killer Galaxy Base.
We need to
we're here.
The Galaxy Killer Base.
We're here, so we
here.
Need to do it.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to do
right.
it. How are we going to do it?
I don't know
fact?
How we're going to do it.
Oh my God.
Where are we?
We didn't.
Where
I should
are we
have,
right now?
I should have Googled it.
Are we? Where is it now?
We're on it. We're in the galaxy.
It
this
now.
Is the big Galaxy Killer Galaxy. This is the hub.
So,
this
who
is the
are
main
you?
Bit.
I'm, okay. Are you a good guy?
Yeah, I'm a good guy. Right,
okay,
look,
and we're
I'm on your side. Where are
we? We're going to kick his ass.
No, we're not going to kick
his ass.
Ass
when he comes out. He's an ass. He's a punk.
No, he's not. He's not.
Am I a good guy? Because
yeah.
I'm a stormtrooper.
Yeah, you're our friend. You're going to help us destroy the galaxy,
jeez.
Killer galaxy base.
Everything got so loud.
I know.
Everything stinks that moonshot. Hey, now I'm a guy who doesn't know a lot of stuff, okay?
Clearly.
Okay, sometimes I look at the world and I think, hey, How do I go about it? Like, you know, sometimes when you can't remember how to open your own door.
Yeah.
You get that, you're standing in your own house and you're thinking, how the hell am I going to get out of this place? Well, what I like to do then is I like to use YouTube. I go, how do I open a door? And it goes, use the door handle.
Do you know what? It's the first time you've ever come out with anything that makes any sense. Yeah. Right. YouTube, have you got...
I have it on my comlink.
You've got... Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, they give you one.
Oh, excellent. There we go. Just, bang, 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 yeah. Bosh.
YouTube.
Right,
don't
how,
look at the last video. That's the video. Teddy Ruxpin.
Okay, right.
I'm into that.
How to destroy... Here we go. How to destroy a galaxy killer galaxy base. Here we go. Yeah. Right, yeah.
10 minutes.
Welcome to How to Destroy a Galaxy Killer Galaxy Base. Now, you might be wondering how to destroy a Galaxy Killer Galaxy Base. These bases that are manufactured by evil empires and First Orders and the like are always manufactured with a deliberate design fault, so that they can be destroyed. The actual way to destroy a Galaxy Killer Galaxy Base is to destroy the main armory fuse. The main armory fuse can be found near the main hub, and it is the size of an actual Death Star. Now, how does one destroy a Death Star? Well, may I take the opportunity to refer you to my previous video, How to Destroy a Death Star.
No, I can't watch it. This is... what? How we... Look, everyone knows how to destroy it.
He's saying we waste that guy.
I'm not wasting more time watching...
Let me get this straight, because my function in this scene is to make it clear. We go into the Galaxy Killer base... But in the middle of the base, instead of like the bit in Return of the Jedi, that big kind of glowing thing.
Yeah.
There's an actual Death Star. That's the big glowing...
That's the big fuse. The gun that's going to blow up on itself if it's fired, right?
So
it's an actual...
We've got to destroy the Death Star.
The fuse is the size of a Death Star.
Fly in and get the Death Star. Then we're going to blow up the Death Star.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows how to... I'm not watching another 10-minute video. They're going to come round from their moonshine any second, troops. So listen... We need to... Nix. There's two TIE fighters over there, conveniently. Let's get in there.
Quickly explain exactly how we're going to destroy Death Star.
Right. We're going to fly into the trench, right?
All right. Yeah.
I'm going to use my Jedi skills to fire into the exhaust port.
How big is it?
About the size of a womp rat, right?
Yeah,
and then
okay.
I'm going to fire these two
They're
little...
bigger than you think, those womp rats.
Yeah. And these TIE fighters seem to have what are those things called?
Guns.
the missiles that he fires?
Photon.
These TIE fighters have got photon torpedoes. No, what are they? These TIE fighters have got proton torpedoes on them. Brilliant.
All right.
Well, me and you are going to fly in formation. You're going to go behind, you're going to cover me.
Okay.
Right, then we're going to blow up this thing. It's going to implode on itself, and then we're going to get out of Dodge, all right?
All right, let's do this. And meanwhile, Patch, who's a good guy, we're going to... C4, can you take them somewhere...
Oh, yeah, I was wondering when I was going to get somewhere doing this bloody thing. Right, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go back to the old Winston Magoo, right, with old, excuse me.
Yes, my boy, what is this?
Are we actually talking to each other?
Sexy man, he's full asleep, and now when I'm back with you...
What do you mean you're back? Are you thinking you can just come back to me?
Well, maybe I don't.
Who are you actually with now?
Well, I was with General Beers. But he is the general sleepy sleeps now because of his...
Oh, what? You think you can come back to me willy-nilly?
I think I... Because I got electric nipples.
All right, well, of course you can. Just get in the rinse, Magoo. We got to get out of here. Come on. They're all waking up.
We got to take Patchy back so we can use him as platform for sex time.
Well, give us the bloody hand with him. Right, give us the hand with him and then we'll get in the rinse, Magoo, and then we'll get out of here.
Just
grab the bloody thing.
Okay, I grab other end.
It's time off more assertive. Now grab the thing and help me with it.
Tell me who's boss. You are my boss. I can't.
Right, that's them dealt with. They're off.
Okay.
Well, they've got Patch as well, which is good. They can get him defrosted wherever.
Okay, all the characters in the scene are accounted for.
Right. Now, you take the right-hand TIE fighter, I'll take the left-hand one. Can you drive one of these things?
Yeah, I can drive anything. That's the line from the film. I can't actually fly anything, but I'll get the manual. It'll be fine. There we go. All right. I'll get that one. I'm in.
Okay, listen. Now, I'm going to talk to you on a comlink from now on, yes? You're going to be on a comlink.
All right.
Right. Okay.
I'm on a comlink.
You sound like you're on a comlink anyway.
I sound like I'm on a comlink. It's the joy of being a stormtrooper. You're going to sound like you're a stormtrooper.
No, because I'm going to be the main... person in the scene.
Audio equipment's in your...
And then, the audio... The scene's being shot from my cockpit. So it's not going to have an effect on it. So you're going to be... You're going to sound the same because you sound like that anyway.
That makes so much sense to me, but everyone...
Listen, they're all going to be stirring in a minute. We've got to destroy this base.
All right, let's fly a TIE fighter. Okay, I found the on button. Fly.
Okay, come on. Oh, these are...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right. Now follow me, right? Follow my lead.
Okay.
Okay,
blue... These screens need to be updated. You think with, you know, galaxy-killing technology, you would have to... Okay.
You're going off to the right. Follow me. I can see you in my wing mirror.
Every character I play, he can't drive, okay? That's the thing.
Oh, God. Right, okay.
All right, I'm following
follow
you.
Now, down into, follow me down into the trench.
Okay, who gets to say stay on target?
You.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say that repeatedly now.
I'm going to say almost there, you say stay on target.
Okay.
Almost there.
Stay on target.
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 Okay, right.
Guy's been blown
up. My God, look, there's someone behind us. Who is it?
Oh, God.
Hello, you pair of terror bunches. I'm coming to get you. I mean, it's going to take more than a 3-litre shot of moonshine to knock me out for more than half a podcast scene, you know. I'm going to chase you in a better TIE fighter than yours and slightly more angled wing for more, you know, reason. The point is I'm chasing you in this thing and it's a lot quicker than yours. Yours just looks like an H, whereas mine looks like two parentheses around a blob. Yeah, that's why mine's better than yours. Because mine's a two parentheses around a blob, whereas yours just looks like a H with a little blob in the middle of the H. So mine's quicker than yours, and I'm going to blow you out of the sky. Oh, also, mine's got a mustache on the front. Interesting. In fact, I'm going to get you, the one with the L-plate. Your first. Take that!
God, Jesus, God, that's me. I'm kind of just spinning out of the light. Just... Unfortunately, not dead. I've been shot. I'm not blown up.
Look, there's nothing more you can do from back there. Come on, go, TK. I'll take this.
Okay, I'll pull it up. Good luck.
I'm going to go and use the force, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this proton torpedo into this womp rat hole.
You're going to put a proton torpedo into a hole the size of a womp rat, are you, eh? I'm kind of liking the sound of that. Make me feel a kind of... Ooh. Right, while I'm lining up who I'm going to shoot at, all of you, I'm going to play this LED game in my TIE Fighter. Right! I'm going to get you! I can see you now, even though there seems to be five of you. I'm just going to shoot the middle one. Yeah, that's good. That's the rule of averages, isn't it? I'm bound to shoot one of you.
General Beers, you know that I can hear everything through my comlink that you're saying, so you're not taking me by surprise.
Right! Time to do the same twiddling thing with my twiddly gun firing thing. Right! The wobbly TIE Fighter grappling is almost in the middle. Oh, feeling a little bit sick now. Anyway, it's right in the middle. Time to fire now. Ah! I've been shot.
Right, you're all clear, kids. Now let's blow this thing and let's all go home.
Now I'm spinning off into space. This is counterproductive. I'm probably going to be spinning like this into a future episode of the podcast, and I'll definitely have spun off somewhere safe. And, you know, we're safe from the exploding galaxy killer, galaxy base. Actually, did he say, blow this thing? How interesting. Anyway, okay, bye. Here's thing, bubble.
All right, I'm just going to turn off my computer and see if I can use my little Skoda powers. It's in.
Okay, so we how far we got? We got to go.
Are you still here? I told you to go home, TK.
Yeah, but I can get very far because my machine's broke.
The galaxy is going to implode, and we're going to be going to take that with it.
Hyperspace.
Yes. Ready? One, two, three. Great party.
It's a banging party. There's still you know how to throw them. It's like being back in Calrissians. Remember those days?
Yeah. Well, this is the rap party for destroying the galaxy, killer galaxy base. I mean, we couldn't afford an award ceremony, but
no, you can't. Hey, look at that guy over there. Yes, it's Mickey.
It's Mickey the Mandalorian.
All right, there, boys. I heard that you smashed up the galaxy, killer galaxy base. That's absolutely fantastic. I can't believe you did that. Absolutely brilliant. Party, I got invited. I got a plus one as well. Is that all right?
Good to see you, boys, again.
I have no idea what he's saying, but he's absolutely fantastic. Well,
this guy, can I understand a word, dude?
Absolutely. Fuck, great guy. Great man.
Party,
anyway, we're going to go hit the bar.
Oh, God. Hey.
Oh,
hey,
God. Look who's coming on his little hemorrhoid donut. Right.
Johnny, smooth. You're walking into the counterpane table. God damn it, you dropped that is, I'm a blini covered in smoked salmon that's on the floor now. Johnny, fix me a drink. Now do it. Ask someone to help you. Now use the big tumbler. Jenny, don't make me come over there. Don't make me come over there, Jenny. This thing away, but you knocked it over. You knocked over a chair. I'm very sorry, everyone. Goddamn, Jenny. You'll be the death of me. My God, you get my hernia all inflamed.
Hey, I'm real sorry that I couldn't help you out with the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi. But, you know, he's on tour right now, so I thought I'd take a little break from the tour, come see you guys here at your rap party. I love this. I love this place. You know, those pixie lights you got up there. You deserve everything, kid. You deserve everything. All the treats, all the pleasures. So I made you, didn't I? That's what I did. I made you. All right, I'm going over there.
Yeah, you go on.
I find that little bloke quite creepy, actually, that little fella. So anyway, Stu, are we going to defrost Patch or not?
There's a defrosting facility at the Museum of Comedy in London, and we are doing a live podcast there, and that's where we're going to defrost him, I think. I think we'll just leave him there.
Yeah,
till
I
now.
Think it makes a lot of sense to me.
But yeah, it's a shame we didn't get the award ceremony, like a proper nice award ceremony.
No,
but
no, you guys, that's the thing. You destroy, everyone knows you destroy a big empire death structure.
First order
medals.
Or whatever, yeah.
You get medals, that's the thing. You and Patchy, even though he's frozen, you deserve medals. I've seen it happen before. But you can only get a medal if you've got a princess handing it out. Star Wars rules.
Yeah, we ain't got a princess, have we?
Boys, did somebody say they needed a princess?
Fuck off.
Oh, fuck off.
Gee, you fuck off.
I'm very upset that you'll tell me to fuck off. Very upset. I'd go outside and smoke cigarettes and be very angry. See, folk come watch me smoke cigarettes and be sad.
No, you just go and do one. I'm fed up of you.
Well, that's everything wraps up nicely, isn't it? Now we've destroyed the Galaxy Kill of Galaxy Base. I mean, whatever next? Is that all the evil done? Is there any more evil in the galaxy?
There's always a bigger fish.
Nice.